of time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And with the recent drowning of Malcolm Jamal Warner's death, it's brought up the topic of Black people's relationship with water, which we know has been shaped by historical and systemic racism. And for some of us, it's just fear. I am on the line with my girl, swim instructor Adrian Falls Patterson. She is in the pool as we speak. I ain't lying to y'all. I'm breaking the cycle of fear of water and learning to swim. How you doing today, sis?
I am doing wonderful. How are you? I just finished up a couple of classes, so that's why I'm in the pool.
And you know what? And one thing about you, you work with us older people who didn't learn to swim when we was children. What is the importance of learning to swim no matter what age you are?
Well, you're never too old to learn how to save your life. So swimming is basically a life skill. So if you ever find yourself in a water situation, I mean, you know, you can, obviously, we know that adults drown. Yeah. I want to say like 70% of fatal drownings are adult people.
Wow.
So it is never too late to learn how to swim. You can fall in. A lot of people that I teach, they like to go on vacations, tropical vacations. They're around water. They're around pools. So water safety is important for all ages.
And even for those of us who may not know how to swim, we will get in the water like me, but isn't there something to be said, I need to go ahead and, you know, take you up on the offer and learn to swim?
I'm waiting on you.
I know that's right. But let's talk about this. You know, it was heartbreaking. Theo Huxtable, we lost him swimming in the current Costa Rica. Talk about the difference, Adria, between, because I think that scares some people when they hear that, like, oh no, I'm going to drown. The difference between an uncontrollable water environment, such as a current that can overtake you, versus learning to swim for life skills, like if you happen to be at a pool and fall in, or maybe you're at a shallow lake. Can you explain the difference?
Sure. The difference is it's uncontrollable. So open water is totally different than in a pool situation. Your open water is, number one, is dark water. Most of the time, you can't see in it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's out, like your lakes or things like that. That's dark water. You can't really see through it. But also, it's a matter of water safety, like knowing about the currents, watching the flags on beaches, things of that nature. Checking to see what the weather conditions are. Mm-hmm. In a pool, of course, you have your lifeguards, you have, you know, your controlled environment. There's markers that tell you what the depth is. You don't have that in the ocean, obviously. And so there's different safety precautions that you need to take within the ocean and open water than you would in a pool, obviously.
Like safety jackets, for instance.
Life jackets, yes, absolutely. You want to make sure that the life jackets fit. You want to make sure that they're right for your size and your weight. You want to make sure that you have them on. There are various just regular safety things, like don't swim alone. Sorry. Like not swimming alone. You never swim alone. You always have a swim buddy, because as I tell the children, simply because there's no one there to help. There's no one there to go get help. There's no one there to help you. There's no one there to holler for help. There's no one. There's just you.
And of course, 'tis the season for cookouts, and some people like they libations. What can you say about sober swimming?
So alcohol and water do not mix on any level. Anytime you are, like if you go to, you'll see more of that, like lakes and things like that. So if you go to the lakes, anyone on the boat needs to have a life jacket on. I don't care if you can swim. I don't care if you're expert swimming. You need a life jacket on. It's really a matter of water safety for me. Mm-hmm. Just knowing what the rules are and knowing how to be safe in and around water.
Water safety, and it's good exercise. My girl, Adrian Falls Patterson of PCS Swimming, thank you for what you do and helping us scary adults. I'm going to get with you one day. Make sure you check her out on Facebook, and let's get rid of that fear of water and learn water safety. I appreciate you, sis. Get back in the pool. I see you with your goggles.
Thank you so much.
All right,
talk
girl.
To you soon.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.